This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare powerful earthquake struck Morocco and toppled buildings in mountainous villages and ancient cities, with at least 2,000 people killed, another 2,000 people injured. The death toll is expected to rise as rescuers struggle to get through boulder-strewn roads to remote areas hit hardest. Canadian tourist Jean Meerman, who lived through the quake, spoke Saturday with the Reuters news service.
Some people are opening their businesses and trying to get on with their day. Nobody knows if there's more aftershocks coming. A lot of people slept on the streets last night, so there is a lot of garbage around from people sleeping outside, not necessarily damage, because they felt it was safer outside than inside their homes. So at the moment, we're just really unclear about what to do next.
Again, more than 2,000 people are confirmed dead, with that number expected to rise. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul was in Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and discuss sanctions against Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer.
McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, head the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes and makes recommendations for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul, during his discussion Saturday with Zelensky, said sanctions against Russia and specifically President Vladimir Putin will ultimately weaken him within Russia.
The long-term negative consequences of all of the foreign investment that they've lost, of all of the talented people that they've lost because of sanctions, that will be good for not just Ukraine, but I think for all of Europe and the world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden and his allies outlined plans to create a rail and shipping corridor linking in India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe. U.S. officials say such a network will be a game changer for global trade. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that he does not believe a peaceful solution to the war in Ukraine is possible with Russian President Vladimir Putin involved. Speaking at the two-day Yalta European Strategy Forum in Kyiv, Johnson said, of course, a peaceful solution would be the first choice, but he suggested Putin is perhaps not a trustworthy person to with whom to strike a deal, and used Wagner paramilitary group leader Evgeny Prigozhin as the former Putin friend and ally who died in a plane crash last month as an example.
Evgeny Prigozhin thought he had a deal with Vladimir Putin, and that didn't work very well for him, right? So I think I'm skeptical, but of course we've got to hope that it works. The most important thing for the world is to prove that our values work, democracy, liberty, the defense of freedom, are valuable and that we stick up for them.
Johnson added that one of the arguments for Ukraine not joining NATO had been that it might provoke Putin and had been comprehensively demolished by Putin himself. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog has warned of a potential threat to nuclear safety from a spike in fighting near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. And details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said its experts deployed at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant reported hearing numerous explosions over the past week in a possible indication of increased military activity in the region as Ukrainian forces continue to press their counteroffensive. There was no damage to the plant. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi warned in a statement issued late Friday he was, quote, deeply concerned about the possible dangers facing the plant. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Updated COVID-19 vaccines are coming soon, and time to pair them with flu shots. And this fall, the first vaccines for another scary virus called RSV are rolling out to older adults and pregnant women. Doctors hope to get enough people vaccinated to help avert another triple-demic like last year when hospitals were overwhelmed with an early flu season, an onslaught of RSV or respiratory virus, and yet another winter coronavirus surge. COVID-19 hospitalizations have been steadily increasing since late summer, although not nearly as much as this time last year, and RSV already is on the rise in parts of the Southeast. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.